Our state wrestling coverage continues here in the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union sanctioned tournament, second year in a row here with Pella head coach Adam Hale. Following a really strong start, 1-1 for Serenity Turner, and then 2-0, two Dutch girls advanced to the quarterfinals. Your thoughts about overall today? It seems like it's gone about as well as expected.
Yeah, really pleased with it. 5-1, hard to complain about that in the session starting off, and getting some first-time exposure for Serenity on the big stage. I think she handled it really, really well as far as nerves and everything goes. I like the change in attack that she had this week versus last week's semifinals especially. She's doing a good job of moving forward and not letting some of the physicality get to her. So, really proud. Even in the loss, I thought she wrestled really hard and just ran into a girl that's really tough on top. And next time maybe we pick top in that match and it goes a little different for us. But, yeah, Emily and Elaine both making the quarterfinals. That's fun new territory for them to be in. So really hard to complain about where we're at in terms of distance in the bracket, and even harder to complain about effort. I'm loving what I'm seeing. I'm loving the intensity that we're going out there with, and it's been a good day.
Well, and for your two wrestlers that are still alive for a championship opportunity, let's start with Emmy, who had to wrestle a girl third time in a row, Rousen from Pleasantville, a really, really close match. Your thoughts about how she was able to persevere? Because, again, I know you're focused so much on what the girls do themselves, but when you see a girl that good three times, it's hard to pin her or even beat her, let alone three times.
It is. And big credit to Rousen and the coaching staff over there at Pleasantville, because she's really closed the gap from where we started. They've done a really good job, and she's always wrestled tough, always kept moving, and been one of the bigger tests for Emily so far this season. So we appreciate getting those matchups to see where we can improve and grow, and getting a couple practice sessions with them over winter break definitely helped push us a little bit too. So really good. Just nice having somebody else so close that we're friendly with having a good day as well. And she's had a really good showing. So no doubt that Rousen will end up on the podium as well. Emily, toughing it. Really tough match. Really tough match. And we talked about, like, this week compared to last week, the result's really not a lot different. Like, it's the only time that Emily's ever wrestled with a full match this year, or the last two times that she's wrestled Maddie. And so we're really proud of the effort that Emily's put in to get through those and wrestle those tight matches and fending off some really tough shots there at the end of that match especially. Not many people have gotten to Emily's legs, and so she hasn't had a lot of chances in a live match to practice her defense. So credit to Emily as well for fighting those off when she needed to and finishing kind of a fun match there, coming out on top.
Well, and Elaine, when you see her on the mat, especially when things go well, I don't think I've seen anyone express more excitement on a wrestling mat, boys or girls, especially when she has that big smile after getting a pinfall win over number 7, the seed from Algona. And it just feels like she's really coming into her own this late part of the season.
Yeah, you look, again, last week's finals and second round here today, she's just done a really good job. We've talked a lot about mindset lately and trying to get that right, and moments leading up to it, sometimes we're unsure if she'll get there, but then she locks in at the right time and gets out in there, gets physical and aggressive. We've talked about she's got just two bear paws that she can just beat up on people with and then strike and attack when the time is right, and that's exactly what she's been doing. So happy to see that physicality continue. She's making some small adjustments that are paying big dividends, and yeah, beating some really tough girls.
And all three girls have an opportunity to somehow have some really, really tough matches. Especially Serenity, but all three have a chance to wrestle tomorrow, and big matches coming up tonight.
Yeah, all the roads are tough, but our message stays the same. Just wrestle as hard as you can, stay positive towards yourself, positive towards your teammates, respect your opponent, right, and then keep working on the things that we've been working on in the room. So message stays the same. Doesn't matter who's across from you. It only matters that you wrestle your best.
Well, head coach Adam Hale following a fun start to the day for the Dutch. Hopefully a fun evening to follow. Thank you.
Sure thing. Go Dutch.